Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Hello, Tuesday.
Tuesday crowd.
I feel like it should be later in the week because, once again, we had a busy last couple of days with a lot of shit going down.
That's why I'm so glad. Can you imagine if we had to wait until Thursday?
Whose idea was it to go 2 days a week? I think it was kind of genius. That was all you, Anne.
It was? I don't think it was. Was it?
I think we discussed.
Who knows?
We'll both take credit.
So we have our weekend watches. I did catch up on Traders UK. How about you?
Yes, I think I'm one episode behind, but it's so freaking good.
So good.
So good. That and, Harry, man.
Oh, Harry. Try to watch Traders UK. Palm Royale. Only three episodes have dropped, correct?
Yes.
I've caught up. What are your thoughts, feelings on the top three?
I'm still liking it. Mm-hmm. I'm still liking it. I mean, you can, you know, I'm enjoying it for what it is. Let's just put it that way.
What is it?
It's like a dramedy, kind of. It's different. It's a little, not as good as White Lotus, but it's trying to kind of be like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's nowhere near as good as White Lotus.
It's enjoying pretty. It.
I'm enjoying it. I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm not going to put too much pressure on it.
No.
Selling Beverly Hills. How many episodes are you in? Did all of those episodes drop?
I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think there's 10.
Okay, I've only watched two or three.
I think I finished three. I'm on four. They're long. Like, I didn't realize they were a whole hour.
I am thoroughly enjoying
this
show.
Thoroughly enjoying it. The cinematography.
Oh, it's so pretty.
It's so pretty. I think they shoot it better than Million Dollar Listing.
100%.
Yeah, Selling Sunset's pretty good too.
Well, Selling Sunset just looks too fake.
It is fake.
And the girls wearing the, you know, 5-6 inch heels, selling houses.
The addition of Sophia, who's kind of an intern, but she's really not motivated to do
anything. Sophia is getting away with murder. It's hard for me to believe that the girls will be able to take over the company.
Yeah.
They're too young.
Did you know there were 9,000 employees? It must be franchised, right? Well, and he's the CEO, but they have to be franchised.
Well, they have them all over the world, remember?
Right, but I think they're franchises where people can buy into them. I don't think he has 9,000 employees.
Well, just in the umbrella of this show, there's all these little companies or whatever they are. What are they?
They're almost like their own little agency within an agency. The different teams.
And so what do you need? Why can't you be on your own? What do you need him for? Because they have a different name. Are they all under the agency?
They do, but I think they're under the agency umbrella. But did you hear that Ben, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Ben Bollock sold Ariana her $1.6 million Hollywood Hills home.
It's a beautiful house.
It is. But don't you think 1.6 for the Hollywood Hills seems like a real deal?
Yes, because we've been looking at houses around here.
Yeah.
And they're about the same price.
It's crazy. I mean, I know we live in Northern California, but we're not even in the most expensive part of California.
Not at all.
Yeah, I was a little shocked. I thought,
do we know how many square feet her house is?
No, but it looked from the outside.
It's very modern
or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But good for you, Ariana, in Hollywood Hills.
Get out. I wonder what the agreement is with her and...
Well, apparently she could afford it without them having to sell the house. And if he bought her out, he would have talked about it. Don't you think?
Sure. He doesn't have the money.
No. Yeah. I love the daughters. We're seeing a lot of Kyle, but it was bothersome to me to see Kyle talking about, both of them when they were in the kitchen. Mauricio was like, well, how's Barcelona? You know, you just got back and where are you going next? And she's like, oh, I'm going to Nashville because I'm in this music video with Morgan. He's like, of course, Morgan. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just got home from Barcelona from a Beverly Hills housewives trip. Now you're leaving again to go to Nashville. I feel like she's gone a lot.
But I think he's gone a lot. And that's what she was saying is he was gone all the time. Now it's my turn.
Who's taking care of Portia?
Portia's not there. I have not seen hide nor hair of Portia.
She probably doesn't want to be on. But are the sisters taking care of her? Like, who's taking care of her?
Well, they do all live at that house.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, too. How old is Alexia?
She graduated college a few years ago. I think she's about 24.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
But still lives at home.
Mm-hmm. And that boyfriend staying the night.
Did he stay the night?
She says he's always there. Like he's hanging out. Yeah. Who wouldn't want to stay there? It's a beautiful house. If the parents are never there, fantastic.
I know. That's a little weird. What are your feelings on Farah? I cannot connect with her. She always has a stink face.
What do you mean feelings? I feel nothing because Farah feels nothing.
Right. She's so bland.
How can the closest people to her not know what's going on with her engagement? Nobody knows what's going on with her engagement.
Yeah. Do you think Kyle knows?
Kyle's acting like she doesn't. She's like, oh, I don't want to cross the line. Are you fucking kidding
me? Cross the line? That's your daughter.
It's your daughter.
Yeah. Strange.
They're still not together, right? At this point, it's like they're taking a break, her and Alex.
Yeah, no, they're done.
Yeah.
Done.
She just doesn't seem to have much personality at all, right?
She seems miserable all the time.
She does.
Like, no fun, not happy,
maybe
just
she
miserable.
She could take over the business because she's just there all the time.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it.
I think it's
really good.
So one of our listeners was talking about the McBee dynasty, which I kept seeing on, I think it's on Peacock.
Yeah.
And one of the sons, I recognized him. He was in Joe Millionaire, some fucking show that I picked up a couple years ago.
Really?
Do you remember the show where they had two guys?
Yeah, yeah.
And one was a millionaire and one wasn't.
One wasn't.
Of course, the country guy was the millionaire, not as good looking as the other one.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. He was the country guy?
Yeah. This is his family.
I watched that season.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you kidding
me? So it's his family on the ranch. I don't know where, but this town is the most depressing town. There's nothing going on. This family owns so many acres, but the farming community, it's been like the last couple of years horrible. It's either been flooding or fires. And so they owe all this money. People are stealing from them constantly from the town.
Hmm.
And then the dad is divorced. He has a lady that is helping him get a loan. She's from, I think, Ukraine or Russia. And she and him are sleeping together. But he says he doesn't want to have a romantic, or he doesn't want to be tied down. So he's also seeing another lady in another town.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
And the kids know about it?
Oh, yeah. They're all fine. It's four boys. They could give a shit.
They don't care.
They all have girlfriends. The one is still with, the Joe Millionaire guy is still with the girl from the show.
Really?
But she only comes to visit every so often. And he doesn't even call her his girlfriend.
Okay, well, that's weird.
Because the town is so horrible. Nothing there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be watching that one.
There's a few people who have said they're watching. And I'm like, it feels a little put on.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah,
like my real reality shit.
Yeah. Oh, what about the Shaw's of Sunset thing that you posted about Mike?
Yeah, so now I forgot her name.
It's Paulina.
Paulina, yeah.
His ex-fiance.
She's suing him for the 2022... domestic abuse.
So
and the
so
video.
You can sue you. I mean, I thought you just.
I guess so. But what are you suing for?
I don't know.
I guess a civil suit, maybe.
Did she have a restraining order against him?
I think she did after he was. Because wasn't he arrested? I'm pretty sure he was arrested.
I remember.
I remember
that was a couple
mugshot.
Years ago. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
He's just a mess.
But that video,
I didn't see the video.
It wasn't a video. It's stills from, it looked like a nanny cam type thing. But it didn't look good. It did not look good. That guy is bad news.
He has been bad news for a while. We all loved him in the beginning when he was with his first wife. Were they married? Yeah.
Yeah.
They got married.
Until he cheated.
Yep.
What about Candace? Candace Dillard Bassett. She's out of Potomac, focusing on her career. Good move. Candy ass. she blocked
they
us.
They also said that it wasn't necessarily her walking away. They sort of gave her her papers.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Don't you love the
but
spin?
But they were nice enough to let her say, I'm moving on.
Oh.
She needs to go. We'll talk about Potomac because that was, talk about a video that I haven't seen many people showing that video. I wouldn't put it out just because it's a little rough.
It is rough. Also, rumors that Robin is gone as well.
I heard that too.
Yeah. So we'll see.
That would be fine.
Some updates on the Karen Huger DUI. Mm. So I didn't realize because I kept wondering, what was her blood alcohol level? Well, she refused to blow.
Right.
So we don't know.
She refused to blow.
I also heard that they, when her, you know, when she smashed her car, that there were two open bottles of alcohol.
They said they were closed.
Oh, they were?
They were beers.
Oh, beer?
They were Stella's.
Oh, I think
they said two bottles of Stella.
Oh, how the rumors fly.
Oh, yeah. All over.
Okay. I was thinking it was two bottles of brown liquor. Empty.
She likes her brown liquor. Also, with regard to Kyle and Mauricio, what about Kyle putting under Morgan Wade's picture, save a horse, ride a cowgirl? Why would you do that?
This kind of pissed me off because I'm so sick of them. Well, not them. Kyle dropping like, you know, the paparazzi, and it's we don't want the attention, and Morgan doesn't want to be involved.
We're just friends.
We're just friends. Like, she's clearly doing this intentionally.
Yeah.
And why would you do that? Why would you do that? To get attention.
To get attention.
And to get people talking about it.
Right.
So this is so intentional. I'm so fucking over Kyle. I really don't like her. And I'm over this whole thing because it's bullshit. It's all bullshit.
And watching Mauricio on his show, you see the breaking. The very first episode, they were getting along fine. They were like old Kyle and Mauricio. So it was weird. And then we're going to be seeing the discomfort start to happen.
Well, you see it even when they're in bed together, which, by the way, we've never seen any other part of her house except that stupid little bar area in her kitchen.
We haven't seen her bedroom.
No, I don't even think we've seen her kitchen on Beverly Hills. I think it's the living room and that bar.
Maybe.
But we see she had green cabinets.
Oh, no, we saw her kitchen because that was where, remember, it was like filled. It was had so much shit in
it. Oh, yeah, it did on Buying Beverly Hills.
Oh, it
the
did.
The counters were covered with stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, lots going on in there.
That would drive me nuts.
I know.
In her bedroom, we saw them in bed, and he went to like kiss her, and she's like, "Yeah, okay,
get away,
that's enough.
Get away.
I'm gonna read
what
now.
What are you doing?"
Yeah, so I'm over it. Over it. What about all this P. Diddy shit? Have you been following?
Not really. I mean, I know they raided his house in Florida and his house somewhere else.
Yeah, that nobody said. I don't think.
Where is he?
I don't know. Where is he? But supposedly some guy that was his drug runner, his mule, was arrested today.
Who's the New York housewife that always was
Thompson, Heather Thompson.
Heather Thompson. I saw a picture flying around with her and him because she was always like, well, yeah, I worked with P. Diddy. That was her claim to fame.
Yeah, name dropping all the time. Yeah. Look at where he's at now.
How embarrassing to name drop somebody who's totally being caught. And
yeah, so we'll see what happens. There's all kinds of rumors. 50 Cent chimed in. He cracks
me up. Oh God,
he's
so funny.
So funny.
What did he say? He's
done diddly. Done diddly done or something. Diddy is done.
Done diddly. Done diddy done. Yeah. Okay, Potomac. This did end on a high.
Well, it yeah.
I mean, a high but a real low with Mia.
It looks like the reunion's going to be interesting. This whole issue, this fight that happened between Deborah and, is it Kiana?
Yeah, it's Kiana. They say Kiana, but it's spelled like Kiarna.
Okay.
Maybe it is Kiarna, but they were saying Kiana.
So this was, I mean, we got to see the footage and it was brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
you
know
can
who
find
fights
it online.
Like that.
Do you think they're going to show that at the reunion?
I mean,
who had that footage?
The camera people or somebody there that was at the event. I think it was at the event because TMZ had it. Yeah.
Oh, TMZ.
TMZ
did.
Got a hold of it. Yeah.
So what we saw in the footage was Kiana putting her hand up, like they said, to like stop Deborah. Deborah apparently hit Kiana with a piece of glass and then Kiana went fucking crazy. And none of those ladies talked about that. They all talked about Deborah attacking Kiana. Kiana went after Deborah, punching onto the ground.
She was not playing that. She beat the shit out of
But those
Deborah.
Ladies acted like Kiana did nothing but put her hand up.
Who is Kiana? Is that Wendy's friend?
She's the one that owns the health spa. Yeah, they say Wendy's friend.
Okay.
But she owns like a med spa.
But, you know, once again, the rumor is that what started all of this was Wendy and Candace loudly talking shit about Deborah, calling her, what did they call her? A Muppet or Sesame Street or whatever. And Deborah overheard it and said, do you want to have something to say to me? Do you have something to say to me? And it all went south from there. Now, Deborah clearly shouldn't have, she should have just ignored it and let it go. But I can kind of see Candace and Wendy talking shit also.
Of course they were. Also, the cameras were down. So yeah. It wasn't like Deborah did it for the cameras. When later Karen says, well, I think somebody wanted their little, you know, claim to fame. It's like the cameras were down, Karen. She did it when the cameras were down and she was sick of them talking shit. But we have to remember, Deborah last season was a shit stirrer.
Well, exactly. So she's
well,
not.
Well, because of Ashley, too.
Well, Ashley had a lot to do with it.
And then Ashley saying in her interviews, Deborah was a very good friend to me. But now in retrospect, I think I'm going to step back from her.
Yeah.
Ashley, you're a horrible friend.
I think she is horrible. Just in general.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, we discovered that she's not that great.
Yeah.
She acts like she's everybody's friend, but she's really not.
She wasn't nice to us.
No, she wasn't.
And that was a BravoCon.
She was being paid to be nice to us, and she
well,
wasn't.
Well, and she still wasn't
just,
nice.
She just wasn't friendly at all. Like, we were
bothering her.
We were bothering her when she was literally in that room to take pictures.
At a meet and greet, yeah. How nice. But anyway, Kiana's head, I mean, she was bleeding pretty good.
But when they showed her in the interview after, she had no sign of anything. Well, she got that med spa.
Yeah, that's true.
But heads bleed.
Heads bleed. You know? Yeah, there's not a lot of flesh
not
there.
Not a lot of skin.
Wendy was looking like, didn't you think she looked like Nene with that blonde hair?
Where'd you have the blonde hair?
At the party. When
oh,
she walked
did?
Into the party. It was,
I thought she had dark hair.
No, it was blonde. I was like, wow.
Oh, you mean the other party?
The
you
party.
With the pictures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay.
I jumped ahead. Two parties going on.
Yeah, that party put on by Mia. There, now we meet, finally, Mia's older son.
Who's 16. Did yeah. we know she had a 16-year-old
son? She talked about her older son, and then we discussed this. We're like, she has an older son. Where is he?
So, Ink, her now boyfriend, Mia's now boyfriend, who apparently she had an affair with while they were married. Her and Gordon were married in the early part of their marriage. Gordon seems to think that this affair has been going on with Ink for like 10 years.
Well, Ink said it has.
Ink said it has. And now Ink, well, I don't know about now, but Ink thinks that Jeremiah, the 16-year-old, could be his son.
Oh, it's Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was.
Jeremiah's the older.
Oh, see, I was thinking it was one of the other boys or one of the other kids, but
the
they're young.
Ones?
They're young. Jeremiah is not his child.
Gordon's?
I don't think so.
No.
So why would he care? Didn't.
How long have they been together?
No,
Gordon.
It's got to be one of the. I don't know, because Mia said she was pregnant and she told Gordon, there's a chance that this child is not yours, right? And he said, that's okay. I will raise that child no matter what.
So you think it's
my
the
own.
Younger one?
I do. Because
see, I thought it was the
how could
one.
It be that older one's not
because
Gordon's child?
Well, I know. I didn't think it was Gordon's child.
But then why would it matter if
maybe she said it twice? I don't know. I thought she had this baby. He's 16 years old. I don't think she was married to Gordon 16 years ago.
No, I don't think so either.
So she had this. She brought this baby into the marriage.
Yes. But I just don't understand why it would be a conversation of you're going to raise this child even if it's not yours. It never was Gordon's.
Hmm.
I don't know.
We'll have to find out. Hopefully at the
well,
reunion.
We saw in the reunion, Andy asked her, does Ink still think Jeremiah is his child? And she said, yeah.
Well, then do a DNA test.
I know.
I don't understand. What
I don't, they hadn't done
unless
one yet.
She doesn't think maybe it's a third person's. Who knows?
See, I thought it was. I thought. Maybe we're getting the names mixed
maybe.
Up.
Maybe. I always thought it was the older one. They asked Candace back to this first brawl, the first party brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Was it Karen? I think Karen or Giselle had left. So maybe it was Karen that said, did you say anything? And Candace said, I didn't say anything to her face.
Yeah. So that just clearly shows they were talking shit about
yes.
her. And she heard them and she called them on it. And by the way, Candace also picked up a champagne bottle like she was going to knock it over
right.
her head.
That's
and
right.
And Charisse said she had to grab it out of her hand.
Maybe it was Charisse that said that. Yeah. Yeah. And she said, Charisse goes,
what
were
you
going to
do,
gonna
with,
do
that?
With that bottle? She
See,
really made her.
Candace is messy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So fast forward 3 months later, G and Mia separate. So they brought the cameras back up to film.
That was tense.
It was tense, but man, she was pretty open and honest about her feelings.
It sounds like.
I was kind of embarrassed for him.
I know. It's embarrassing because he admitted he's older. When he was 70, he had what? Prostate cancer or something. And he told her, if you want to have a relationship with someone, all I ask is that you be discreet and don't get the kids involved.
Right.
And she fucking did. Mm-hmm. She wasn't discreet. That's why he's pissed. Like, well, it's embarrassing for him that she's having this dalliance
also,
and bringing the kids around him.
Also, he leaked some text between the two of them to TMZ. So that she
that
wasn't
pissed
happy
her
about
off.
That.
Right.
But she said, and he said too, she didn't deny it, that she brings the kids around to Inc. And the kids are telling him, oh, mommy's, you know, spent right. the night at Mr.
Why
Inc's
is,
house.
Why is Inc trying to take your place, daddy?
Yeah. I mean, how awful is that to expose your kids to all of your messiness?
Messy. That's what I don't like.
No, it's very weird. She mm-hmm. was on Watch What Happens Live. She did say that they're in a good place now and they're co-parenting very well. And, you know, when he comes, she leaves the apartment. And
so they're still in that apartment.
Yeah.
That was weird, too, when he accused her because of what she said about being a gold digger. And that's what he brought to TMZ, that Mia married me for my money or whatever. And she's like, dude, you're borrowing money from me now.
Yeah.
Ooh, he does need to drop that lawsuit with the he's hiding shit. She knows it.
She knows it. She won't say what it is, but she said even in therapy that if he had handled things differently with his family, she was against him filing the lawsuit.
Yep.
And I think he was just doing some shady shit and
he got caught. And they kicked him out of the business.
Right. But maybe initially she married him for his money or what she thought she thought he had money. But I mean, after a while, she knew things were not going well.
She said, if I had married him for his money, I would have been gone 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So a lot's been going on for a long period of time.
Yeah. I mean, you have to give her a little bit of credit
for that. That's why she did the show, I'm sure. Who was she originally friends with? Oh, Karen.
She was friends with Karen?
Yeah, originally. Karen brought her in. Well, that's how they made it seem.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So next week's the reunion. Is it a 2-3-parter? It could go a few. I could see this one going a few parts.
I don't know. Maybe 3. I feel like they're all kind of 3 now.
We found out that Giselle's dad did pass away right out of surgery. Yeah. That was sad.
Very sad.
I don't remember hearing about that.
No.
In the news, but.
Very sad. Yeah. Okay. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
What do you think? First episode came out freaking strong.
Came out really strong. So there, it's not like Summer House Hamptons where they go back and forth. They're just there for 2 solid weeks.
They stay there for 2 weeks.
Which is better.
I like it because lots more can happen when they're all there the whole time. That's what they do with Winter House. They stay there the whole time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it's a big cast. Bria
it's a lot back. Of people. I'm glad that we watched it last season because it would be really difficult to pick it up just this season.
No, you have to have introductions because it is confusing.
Well, and they all are intertwined with each other in some way. A big person missing out this year, thank God, is Silas, who's Jasmine's husband. He's been deployed to Eastern Europe. He was so awful last season.
Yeah.
He was mean to her. He's very controlling. Everybody called him out on it. It was not a good season for them. I thought they had a baby. I thought she was pregnant.
They did. She is.
She didn't say anything.
Well, I mean, people are guessing and alluding because she's not drinking.
Oh, you mean she's pregnant there? How, yeah. Was this 2 summers
she
ago?
She just had her baby.
Okay, that's what made me confused.
It was May of 2023 because they put it up there.
I thought she would be pregnant during the summer. I mean, she is probably.
May. No, because, she wouldn't have been really showing because if she just had the baby, it's almost April.
Well,
they asked,
though. This episode, they asked why she wasn't drinking.
Right. And she said she wanted to keep it secret. So she didn't tell anyone.
Oh,
but
my God. How did I totally miss that? See, there's so much going on.
Did you doze?
Well, I was, but I went back and I watched again. Wow.
Yeah. They keep whispering like, why is she not drinking? Do you think she could be pregnant? And somebody asked her, are you pregnant? And she's like, no, I'm just taking a break and cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
So Amir, do you remember seeing Amir at BravoCon and with the 2 girls? And he took one. He's like, took them and said, come on, come with me. And they went back in the green room.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the ones with his girlfriend?
I don't know, but it kind of looked like the same dark-haired girl. She was a cute girl. I bet it was the same girl.
Oh, I bet it was.
Either he met her at BravoCon or she was at BravoCon.
I bet.
If it's the same girl.
Yeah.
Because remember we thought, well, that's weird. He's just taking these two girls that were in the
right.
meet and greet room back into the green room.
That's right.
Like making his move.
No, I think that was his girlfriend. I don't know if it's the same girl or not.
Hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we'll see. So they have a new girl. Noelle. She seems
she's got a
really fun.
Fun personality.
Preston. Yeah. What a weird time he's having right now. He
the dad
shows up. The dad he has no relationship with died. The funeral was the next day. He only found out about it on Google because the father's family is being horrible to him and his sister. He said the father was abusive and an alcoholic and he had no relationship with him.
Yeah.
But it's a weird, what a weird feeling that would be.
It is a weird, a weird thing. I felt bad for him too.
Oh, we find, and then this Summer and Alex slept together.
Well, yeah. So off. That's what I was going to say. This tension between Summer and Alex. So after Summer House, they kind of dated, but wait, he said they weren't dating.
No, she didn't even say they were dating.
I thought she said they were kind of dating and he's like, we weren't dating.
Oh no. I think they just slept together a few times because she said she kind of dates Noelle's roommate. That's how she knows Noelle.
Oh, but she slept with Alex?
Yeah, I don't get Summer's popular. Bria?
Same old Bria.
Immediately, just out of control. I love you, but she just goes in. And then Preston was like, can we just, like, what is happening? Can we calm down? She's like, you want me to leave? I'll leave. You want me to leave? I'll leave. I mean, she said it five fucking times. Then he's like, go, yes, leave.
Well, you remember
I'll leave.
Last season, her poor boyfriend from Germany,
yeah,
or
but
wherever
I think
he was from.
I think they're still together and he's coming again.
Are you kidding
Somebody me? Asked, are we going to see so-and-so? And she goes, yeah, just like last year at the end.
Oh, my God.
I think so. I think they're still
he's
together.
Staying with her after all that.
She was so mean.
I love their little truth booth, their confessional area.
I do too. What about the guys' dormitory where they're staying?
Those beds.
It's kind of cute.
Children's beds.
Yeah, it's kind of cute in a way, but so awkward. They're like in camp or something.
No, that's not.
They're in the Hamptons. All the girls get their own bedrooms. I'd be, frankly, kind of pissed. Oh, no, Preston got his own room.
No, they made sure Preston got his own bedroom.
Because they like Preston.
Yeah, but those beds were a crack up.
So nobody is single. Because, well, Nick isn't single. He has the same girlfriend from last year. Alex is the only guy that's single. Most of the girls are single. Why did they bring in more single guys?
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys. Are we
Lots
gonna
of
see,
girls.
Are we going to see Nick's, is it Nick?
Nick's girlfriend. Yeah.
Nick's girlfriend
said,
this
he
season?
Said something about she's coming and so is Amira's girlfriend.
Oh. Ooh,
but then the girl, one of the girls, was it Shanice? Who said she doesn't think Amira's girlfriend is very friendly.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
That's funny. I like this cast. I think it's a beautiful house, a beautiful setting. I think it should be fun.
Again, because they're all friends. They're
it's
real friends.
Real connections.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen with these Housewives franchises? New Jersey, I heard, is after the season is put on hold because
it is
they couldn't do any vacations together or anything
because
of Teresa
and Melissa.
And Melissa.
Well, then
so it's all discombobulated.
It. Fucking cancel it and start over.
I think
do
so.
Just girls trips.
And I like New Jersey, but you
what,
can't,
what else
you can't
are we gonna?
Have that.
What else are we going to talk about with New Jersey? We've kind of exhausted
how weird
everything.
And gross Louie is.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all I
gross.
Got. That's all we got right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'll see how Orange County goes.
I think Miami is sort of hiatus also, right?
Is it? Or are they
I don't know.
Picking up cameras
see,
right
see,
away?
I love our lingo now. They're on hiatus. I heard they're picking up cameras.
As if we know. Word on the street.
I did. Everything we talk about is word on the street. We don't know for sure.
That's true.
It's all speculation.
We only pass
That's
on.
Our life is a speculation.
This is true. But gosh, we have a lot of shows coming up. So we've got tonight we've got Vanderpump Rules and The Valley.
Did we talk about Bachelor?
Oh, no. We didn't. We're wrapping it up.
Shit, it was 3 hours last night. How can we not? Because we both have like very little that we wrote down. It's very bachelor-esque.
Yeah, it was very bad.
So the big reveal that Jesse said has never happened on a finality ever before.
Unprecedented.
You'll never see this again. It was just the two girls chit-chatting and Daisy stepping back because she knew she wasn't the one.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I mean, I thought it was...
I teared up a bit.
Yeah, I did too. It was just so nice and sweet, and Joey's so nice and sweet, and Kelsey and Daisy, they're all just nice and
they're
sweet.
They're all nice.
But yeah, I mean, we knew the spoiler was that he picked Kelsey, and I thought Daisy is a class act. All the positive things to say.
Also, the fact that she did not accept being the bachelorette, because it sounded like they offered it to her and she said no.
Right.
And she said, I'm just, you know, we forget she's only had her implant for a year. She's still getting used to it and wants to do her.
I think they had to say that, or they had to have her say that, or they would have gotten a ton of backlash for not picking her as the bachelorette.
How do you feel about Jen being the bachelorette?
I don't have a feeling one way or the other.
We barely got to know her.
We don't really get to know her.
And then when Jesse says...
Oh, God, I know what you're going to say, that horrible joke.
No, she did say something that was just kind of like, really...
Well, say what you're going to say?
It was, what makes you different, what makes you special or something. And she said, there's one thing, I'm just always alive for the party. And something I always say, it's shot o'clock.
Yeah, so it's corny, right?
Yeah. What was the joke?
The joke was Jesse asked her, what are you looking for, you know, in a man?
Big, please.
I'm like, what is happening here? Personality.
Too planned.
Oh, like, come on.
It didn't.
Come on, Jen.
I just don't know. I've seen the people online are like, why wasn't it Maria? It should have been Daisy. Like,
yeah,
this was
nobody
the third
cares
person.
About Jen too much. I think she's too young too. Isn't she like 23?
Jen is also the first Asian American bachelorette.
That's fantastic.
I saw some of her guys online.
I did too. What'd you think? No, the ones I saw were...
There's one from our town.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I looked him up on Instagram. I don't know him.
I wonder how old
he is. He's 23.
Oh, he's younger.
They're all
our
really
kids.
Young.
Too young.
Yeah, I won't be totally invested. I think watching Joey afterwards and him talking about Kelsey, these two are going to make it.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that?
Well,
he's
said they
so
had
invested.
A rough patch when they were on after the final rose or whatever. Mm. Were you sleeping, Anne?
Yeah. What did they say?
He said that it's been rough because, you know, you can't see each other. You can talk on the phone. I think they try to do one or two little secret rendezvous or whatever.
Well,
but
you know what? He's out promoting the shit out of everything and having the time of his life. And she's stuck in her her apartment.
But he is going to move to New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then they're going to move to New York, like Bachelor, you know, alum do.
She's always wanted to live there in a little apartment.
Yeah. So they're
good
moving to New York this summer.
They go to New York or San Diego.
Yeah.
Those are the two places the cast-offs from The Bachelor and Bachelorette go.
So if he lived in Hawaii, do his parents live in Hawaii?
No, he was just working there, I think.
So he's not working right now.
No.
He's going to milk the shit out of this Bachelor.
If he's smart, he does.
Yeah.
And he will.
For sure.
Her father.
Yeah.
Jesse said, ooh, you're getting a lot of attention. I mean,
yes,
he's so cute.
Yep.
They said, you may be seeing him soon.
See, they're trying to get him for the Golden Bachelor.
Or are they trying to...
Maybe a bachelor for the Golden Bachelorette.
Correct.
That would be good. Well, they brought... What's his name's mom on the Golden Bachelor as the contestant?
James. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got no hair time.
She got off the first night.
Gary and Teresa were there.
I know.
I love that they didn't talk to him. That made me happy. It's like, it's not about you guys.
No. Sit down.
And then, of course, they had the Golden Bachelorettes promoting their podcast.
Oh, right.
They're going to give some advice. We'll see how long that lasts.
They have no idea how much work this is.
They have no idea. But what are they doing? They're ladies of leisure. All right. Now I think we're done. We'll be back on Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you for the new reviews. We really do appreciate it.
Right.
Oh, and we haven't talked too much about in 2 weeks. First weekend in April, we're doing the Long Beach cruise with Amy Phillips. So there's still tickets. Go to Amy Phillips' Instagram page. And if you guys want to go, it's a 3-hour cruise.
Yeah, it's Meet Amy Phillips is her Instagram, I think. And it's a comedy cruise out of Long Beach. We'll be there.
We will be there.
All right, have a good one.
Have
we'll
a good one. Bye.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.